Good morning and welcome to Inside Ed. This is Brian Thomas calling over from our studios here on www.goforgold.lk. With me is my co-host Lakit Peris as we present our sports podcast this morning, today being the 24th of July 2026. The main feature is the Bradby Shield coming up tomorrow at 4:15 local time at the Palakkale Stadium in Kandy. So all roads will lead to Palakkale because thousands and thousands of spectators are expected and millions of viewers from all around the world eyeballing the great second leg encounter between two of the leading institutions in Sri Lanka, both Trinity and Royal. Right, I had the pleasure of talking to S.V. Ranasinghe, the captain of Trinity, who was spotted as a rising star when he was only 15 years old. He played from 1973 on to 1976, captain this side in 76, and was a fantastic fly half. What SV shared with us is that he feels this Trinity side, that is the 2026 side, captained by Shaan Altaf, seems to be a bit of an out-of-the-box sort of team. One of the finest teams he says he has seen in his mind's eye for the last 40 years, because the skill levels are fantastic. They're excellent in attack, they're excellent in defense, and most importantly, they have seven players who can single-handedly, on their day, win a game for Trinity. Now, that's a very rare tactic, he says, or a skill level. And he says, I've been watching a lot of international rugby in Australia because I'm resident there, Brian. And I can tell you, this is a schoolboy team that's far beyond compare. So, excellent sum up there. Because he says their intelligence is brilliant in attack, in defense, and even in the loose. The only thing that Trinity might have to work is their lineouts, he told me. Right, and he also made mention that Royal won't be easy pushovers. Get that straight, and I hope the Trinitians realize it, because if they've already played Royal thrice this season. If you look at the winning margins, Trinity had a slide, 58 the first game, 47 the second game, and the third game, they made 33. So he made mention of that, but he said, from his viewpoint, Trinity should go in as firm favourites. Right, let's go quickly on to cricket. Under 19, the youth test, India got the better of Sri Lanka by 211 runs yesterday at the R. Premadasa Stadium to win the series by 2-1. The main scores, India 411 and 208 for 3 declared. Sadly, Sri Lanka bowled out for 148 in their first innings, made 260 in the second innings. Vimut Dinsara made 64 and Seth Mikasen Wiratna 42. They were impressive. Correction. Right. Sri Lanka women lost to Pakistan women in their first ODI at the Suryavevar Stadium in Hambantota. Sri Lanka women 210 for 9. Chamari Athapattu 48. Nilrukshi De Silva 45. Kavisha Dillari 35. And Hashini Perera 35 as well. Pakistanis get to the target easily. In 43.2 overs, they made 211 for 5. Gul Feroza made 78. Siddhara Amin, 57. And Kavisha Dillari for Sri Lanka took 2 for 37. LPL, Colombo Caps got the better of arch rivals Kandy Royals yesterday at Dambulla. The main scores, Colombo Caps 192 for 9. Rubin Herman made 53. Janit Lienage, 52. Chain Shah Afridi, the Pakistani seamer, who's now playing for Kandy Royals, took 2 for 34 with Mohin Ali, the English player, 2 for 31, and Dasun Hemantha, 2 for 36. Colombo Royals, sad to say, bowled out. They were not bowled out. 169 for 3. Angelo Matthews, unbeaten, 39. With him was Vijay Shankar, who helped him with 30, and Dale Phillips, 38. Mujib Ur Rahman, the Afghanistan spinner, is having a wonderful time here in Sri Lanka, took 3 for 34, and Colombo Caps, unfortunately, lost this game by 23 runs. So the main scores, Colombo Caps 192 for 9, and Kandy Royals 169 for 8. Gaul Gallants got the better of Jaffna Kings yesterday in the second game. Gaul Gallants 193 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Chris Lynn, 46. Shan Arashige, 63. Mandu Shankar, 2 for 36. And Liz Williams, 2 for 37. He bowled very well. Jaffna Kings sadly bowled out for 133 because they just couldn't face the bowling of Ishan Malinga, who took 3 for 13. And Tarindu Ratnayake, 3 for 19. The two of them combined together got the Jaffna Kings undone by 60 runs. David Vaisey made 22, Bill Lalage 56. Let me wrap it up. India got the better of Zimbabwe yesterday in their first T20 game by a big margin of 7 wickets. Having a look at the main scores, Zimbabwe batting first made 125 for 7. Wesley Madeva, 39. Marubani, 27. Ryan Burl, 26. And for India, it was Mayank Yadav, the two Yadavs. He took 2 for 18. And Prince Yadav took 2 for 19. India get to the target in just 13 overs. 126 for 3. They made a meal of the Zimbabwe bowling. Suryavanshi, 50. Ishan Kishan, 35. And Shreyas Iyer, 28. Blessing Busambarani took 2 for 26. Well, that's about wraps up our show for this morning. I'm sorry, I need to rush through very quickly because I had limited time. Nevertheless, we want to take this opportunity of wishing both Royal and Trinity all the very best in the blue ribbon of rugby. And tomorrow, our special guest on show will be Sumedha Ratwatta. And we want to take this opportunity of thanking S.V. Ranasinghe for being our guest on show. Sit back, relax, we'll spin you a couple of songs. And one of the songs, I'm playing it as a dedication to S.V. Ranasinghe, who's here on a short visit from Brisbane. I hope he'll enjoy it with his family and you will enjoy it as well. It's an oldie, of course. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the day. Bye for now.